Welcome to Bush Footy Yarns podcast here for Monday night grand final week in Group 11. And we have on the phone, known to be the tightest man in Bush Footy history, Alex Bonham from Dubbo Sims. How are you, Bono?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's the way, mate. What have you been up to?
Nah, not much. Just working and sleeping.
Yeah, working and sleeping. That doesn't surprise me. So, you're probably one man that won't get too excited throughout the week. You'll just cruise by. What's your thoughts? You got Wellington. It's going to be a massive game.
Yeah, for sure. Playing for.
Hey? Are you there? Well, you're not talking into the phone, Buzz. There you are. You're back. So you're going to have to repeat what you said. I'm sorry.
Probably be the biggest grand final we'll ever play in, I think.
Yeah. And, we'll start from the get-go. The game there 2 weeks ago, that was a high-quality game, as was the one in round two, where many said it was the best half of football they've ever seen. Fitness-wise, I was talking to Jaron Powie at Wellington, and he said, I'd prefer not to play because look at how physical it is out there. So, you're still keeping fit off on the paddock, running you hard?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and on Jaron, he's going to be a big loss, no doubt?
Yeah, no, definitely. Iron Man, I suppose. He just goes the whole 80 minutes. He's been our go-forward for the last few years, so he'll definitely be a big loss there in the middle.
Yeah, and with you guys, you've had a fair amount of injuries. You've had Jenko retire, and then Hamish Astle, his replacement, done his knee. And you've had a mixture of halves. Brad Pickering, he done his ACL. How's the mix up in the halves been for you? I think you've had about four or five different partners.
With our hooker situation, that's been a bit crazy this year. But with Camo, he's been good there, Cameron Dennis. And then when we lost him that night before the semi against Wellow, that was a bit crazy there. And then Lucky Jenko was, playing a few games of reserve grade and had a bit of fitness, which is good anyways, but when we asked him to play, I was speaking to Jazz before we asked him to play, and he was like, do you reckon he'll play? And I said, yeah, for sure, you won't miss this. And he's like, righto, we'll ask him. And he said, yeah. And then, I'm pretty stoked that he said yes to playing. And I thought he'd done a real good job in the middle there for us, controlling in the middle of that. And, And then with me halves partners, it's been, I didn't play the first few games, and I was playing reserve grade with
Tuli. Kemp.
And then we played a couple of games, and they called us up, both of us up at the same time, and then we started getting a few combinations going, and then Kemo got hurt in the back half of the second half of the season at training, actually, done it, and just rolled his ankle over on his bad leg that he broke there a few years back.
Jesus.
And then his ankle blew up, and we all looked at him and thought, oh, his leg's broken again. That's how bad it looked. And then, but then he went up and got an MRI and that, and they said, it's just a bad sprain, which was good for us. Because he's been real good this year, I reckon, coming to first year first grade, and he's controlled it a lot.
Yep.
And just let me sit back and do what I have to do.
Yeah, just have a blow, and then when you're ready,
see, let me have a bit of a snooze in the back while he takes over for a while.
Yeah, when Jenko said, Jenko will be fit until 2028 based on the fitness he done while he was playing. Like, he could not do anything and still hold that fitness. He worked himself that hard, but he would have been a big, just that experience, I suppose, in that big game.
Yeah, that's it. He'll be good forever. But, his experience was real good for us, I think. Because we've got a pretty young side. Again, like, I know a few of us have been there for a few years, but we've always been young, and everyone's only just starting to hit middle 20s now. But having Jenko there is always a bonus, because he's just been around for so long.
Well, the last time, before he got injured last year, I was just saying, well, he's still the best hooker in the group when he was playing for us. And then, it has been unnoticed, because then young Astor was on fire, and he bided his time, and he done his apprenticeship, and the poor bugger then done his knee. And then you slip your third hooker in, was Cameron Dennis, and he's killing it. And then he goes down with a bug, and... then you fall back on the veteran, Luke Jenkins, which is, bloody good. And Tommy Yeo, I know Tommy pretty well. He's been playing fullback. He made his debut in 2005, Tommy, against Manildra at number one Oval. And Manildra beat him 34-30, because I was playing in that game. Yeah, so that was 14 years ago. He's a pretty... he's a talkative bloke out there for you, is he?
His chat's been unreal since he's had to slip back to fullback for us. Even when he played in the halves there for a few games, his chat was good too. He's just, he's just old head and just has that good chat, and that's what we needed again. So
he competes. He gets out there and he's hungry for it. And,
definitely.
You mentioned the youth in the side, and it's another thing that everyone forgets about. Sims, all you blokes have been around forever, but you're 25 and whatnot. Alex Renane, I know he was, when Jazz took the role, Alex, for the first time in history, actually made the first trainer run of the year and really put in, because he told Jazz he'd support him. He'll be up for a big one. He's a big game player.
Yeah, definitely. He loves it. Loves getting physical. And he's just as tough as nails. Tell you what, I've never seen a bloke, his size hit someone so hard. He's so many little, not probably the same size as me. But the way he just hits.
It's
pretty scary.
He's that tall, rangy, and, I rate him up there with anyone in the bush myself. That's how good I rate Alex Renane, I tell you. Does Chapo play on your side?
No, he's on the right side, so I've moved over left this year.
Yep.
To the left side this year, and Camo's gone in the right.
So he's comfortable. You've done the Beyonce to the left. to the left. Who's outside you?
Coxie.
Oh, Corey Cox, yeah. Well, there's another...
he's unreal, isn't he?
He's just... Geez, when he left and went to Narromine and come back, and it's a good story, Corey Cox, for those of you that don't know. He went away to Narromine for a couple of years, and he actually wrote Sims a letter and said, I want to come back to Sims, and I've realised what I wasn't doing, and I want to be a Sims player, and it was a real... mad out there thing that you don't hear that often, and he hasn't not played first grade since, so it's a credit to Corey Cox where he's at, and he's playing good footy. Wellington, where do you start with them, Bono? I suppose, again, you're asleep just before you run on, so you just play it as it is, but they are full of class.
I don't even know where to start with Wellow. This year they've really stepped up another level compared to what they have over the last few years. Last year they were pretty unlucky, I think, and in the late in the season there, and last couple of games. Couple of injuries, and then this year they've got a few players there, and this year, and they've just improved out of sight once again this year, which is good for Wellington.
It's great for footy, but
That's right.
Your opponent, Mason Williams, I'd heard the name because it's a cool name. It's a double lettered name, and it's a name that first name can be a last name and the last name can be a first name. So he's a big lad, and I watch him, and he's more a running 5'8". He had a blinder in the major semi over there. He's a big lump. He's a goal kicker. So you're the shorter man. The that'll be a good battle. Did
I've been good mates with Maso since I was in about year 10, I think.
Yeah, righty-o. Yep.
Played a lot of school footy and that together. And he's tall, isn't he? Like,
very. Yeah, they're very big across the park. They're really.
He's pretty, he's gotten a lot bigger in the last couple of years since he's had a few years off with a shoulder injury, but he's kept fit. He's been killing it this year.
Yeah.
Been watching a few highlights and that of him. And he's going unreal. He played Group 11 and that, which is good. Like, I'm happy for him that he's been playing in the rep, because he's been a good player for Macquarie for a long time, and just made the switch to Wellington, and he's doing even better than what he was there. So
Because he's had them, like you said, he's had a couple of years off with a shoulder injury, and I'd heard the name, and they said Mason Williams is going over there, and I've not been disrespectful. I'm thinking, well, I haven't really seen Mason Williams play, but I don't know how he's going to fit into this side. And now I look, and he's one of the keys, running off the back of being led around by Dennis Moran and Travis Waddell and whatnot. But do you know much about young Blackhall? He played there the other day, and that was just through injury. And by chance, they moved. Josh Griffiths was playing halfback. He's a fullback centre, and he can frickin' play. God, he's good. And he killed it in the centre. And young Blackhall, he's a Western Division half 5'8". They reckon he just took it with ease. And that could be a massive move for them, because Griffiths is not a traditional halfback, and this kid is.
I haven't really seen too much of the young fella, Riley.
Yep.
But I watched him playing that final for Western Division earlier in the year.
Yep.
Where they got over in Mudgee, so that's the time I've sort of seen him play. But because I haven't really watched too much juniors this year either, but. Yes.
Yeah, well,
he's a young gun. So.
When you wake up at 1:30 before the game, you can't really watch much juniors. it was an interesting move, and he's going to be big. So
he's off to Penrith, isn't he, next year or something?
I think so. Yeah, I do believe they said Penrith, which has been a great nursery. They've Lizzie's brother Billy Burns from Parks, he debuted the other night. Made it three in a row, and seeing Burton, just on Burton, I watched him at Parks for the first time last year in the semi-finals in the 18s, then I watched him on the TV just calm and just killing it in NRL first grade. It was, Billy, he left after the 2015 grand final and done the usual. You work your ass off and, he finally made it. And the Burton story is brilliant. But Yowie and Cade Ellis down there, it's a good thing for the group.
Yeah, exactly right. It's good to have, two angels and Group 11 players down there, which really helps out the younger blokes coming through too, especially when there's one playing full-time first grade.
Yeah.
And, just gives you a lot of confidence, I think, with the younger blokes to come through. It gives them a lot of confidence to, step up another level and train a bit harder and do what they've got to do. So, pretty proud of everyone that goes down there from Group 11, that's for sure.
Oh, it's, and you notice, I remember when Katani made his debut last year, we all left train, train and finished early and everyone got there, and Katani Staggs is playing his debut, and we're all at the coach here, our major sponsor, the Coachman Hotel Motel, and we're all watching it, and it was like he was a Parks bloke, but, there's when it comes to stuff like that, there's everyone's proud and
just keeps on him, yeah.
Yeah, and it's
well, he's unreal, eh? He's been playing unreal before.
Well, Katoni, I rung Mad Dog to do a podcast last night, and Katoni was on there. And I'm like, I'm talking to a superstar on a phone with the microphone into my laptop. Like, I'm a little bit unprofessional for the big fella, but he's just such a humble... And that's what I've noticed with all of the guys. It's, they haven't changed, and that's good. So, four sides in, it's be a big day for Sims.
It's pretty unreal for the club. Just shows how hard, I suppose, that everyone works in the club and all the teams work to get there. Just like everybody else, I suppose. But we've been working pretty hard the last few years. We've missed out on one team each year. But it's pretty unreal. Like, the girls' side, they're a massive standout.
Yeah. Dollar one. The Reggie's game's $1.90 even. Geez, I reckon that's going to be a cracker. Forbes will start a short favourite in the 18s, but Sims have beat them. And then I might even just jump in the car and drive down for the day I think it's 978 Ks, but it'll be worth every minute of it because you just go at each other. It'll be hard, it'll be tough, it'll be everything you want. And talking with you and what it's going to be sexy, Bono. Like, who's the sexiest guy on the Sims team? Because I'll tell you what, there's plenty, and you can't nominate yourself.
I think Chappo has to be there.
Yeah, Chappo's been captain. Chappo's been captain of the Bush Footy Yarn Sexy Man team for a long time. But you got Tommy Yo, Alex Renane.
Yeah,
like even Benny Marlin. Benny Marlin's got an underrated sexy about him. He's got that big, beautiful, round head and that. And then over at Wellow, you got Lussick, big James Stanley. He's got the big ball baby face on him too.
Lussick, I tell you that.
Did I say it right? Lussick. Don't say Lussick, mate. It's Lussick. It's Will Lussick. Yeah, that's how you say Luce. Lussick. He is. He can play. He's good. And he's
the way he moves around the field, mate.
Yeah.
Across the field when he's running, he's got some speed behind him.
He is cool as, because he's good and he's sexy and he's got that red tinge in him. He's just a I just want to keep getting his name right because I'm going to be saying it for many years, hopefully. Obviously, last year you won everything bar that the game. You know, people say, oh, you want redemption and all this, and you can never change it. But, you don't want to go, two in a row losing, obviously. You don't want to lose any, but that little extra motivation, the two clubs are they're as fierce rivals as you can get. It's going to be a big day, and I'd imagine the crowd that non Sims or Wellington people will it'll be 50-50 split on who supports Sims. Negative. There'll be everyone in the aquarium, and everyone else will be going for Wellow, and that's the way it is. And as you know, and I say it to everyone, I've supported Sims all along because I've relationship with Madden and that, and then I realised how much it pisses people off. So I just I just do that. But it's good for footy. And just before I finish, I just want to talk about, how's your young fella going?
Yeah, he's going real good.
What's his name again?
Alfie.
Look at that.
Yeah. I've got another one due in about less than 5 weeks.
Beautiful.
Little girl coming this time. So.
Little girl. Little league tagger. How's the mother and father? How's the parents going? I know your parents, they were... stoked, you see him on Facebook and that. And what about your mother and father-in-law?
They're the same. They love him to death.
Just on this is why I want to mention him. Haycock or Hugh Cock?
Haycock.
Haycock. Mr. and Mrs. Haycock have had about 10 or 11 haycocks. There's haycocks everywhere. How many kids is there, Bonner?
Yeah, 11.
11?
Yeah.
11 Bush brothers and sisters this lady and man have bred. And I'm telling you, she's a little like rugby league mum. And now, and it's good because she's obviously said to her daughter from an early age, you're going to get with a footballer because this is what we are. We're rugby league. And they just deserve a little rap on this. They've probably got, you know, kids in every grade. They're on Sunday, I'd imagine.
Yeah, except for first grade. They've got one in reserve.
They've got you, Bono.
Oh,
you're part of the family, bud.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, there's
two in 18s and... There was two in reserve grade. And
yeah, the young fella busted his thing.
Snapped his leg and arse.
Yeah, poor bugger.
But there's another one there. It's pretty big day for the Haycock family, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Imagine feeding them all.
Yeah. It's a feast when we're out there, I tell you.
Yeah. But anyway, they'd love you on board the family. I couldn't imagine you'd upset them too much. You'd just sit in the background and,
pretty quiet.
Yeah. Known to be. But anyway, mate, we're at the 20-minute mark, and much appreciate that you woke up for this. And remember I met you, the first time we met was before the grand final a few years back out in front of Maddo's house. And
got sacked from your job,
and Geordie's going, fuck the Abbeys, they stink, Bono. And I'm going, shut up, Geordie, shut up. But it's good. Wish you all the best. I know you'll one more thing. Western Division. Were you the half or 5-8 with Chad Porter a couple of years ago when you beat Italy?
No, I didn't play. I ended up pulling out because I don't know what happened that year.
Yeah.
But they played in Bathurst that year, didn't they?
They beat them. Obviously there'd be... You'd hopefully the senior Western comes back, and then I see a real opportunity. You never know with these rep sides, but you win the grand final, and then we pump the Group 10 team. You're giving yourself a good chance to come over to one of the Premier Rugby League towns and fields in Bush Footy Parks and play the French on a Wednesday night, and we'll just turn one on and. Hopefully the revival of Western Division. I annoy Ace McDonald all the time and give him my thoughts. Not that he listens, but then he eventually says, I've got to go, mate. There's someone here, and I know there's not. But that'd be a good way to end the year if you could cap it with a Western Division Guernsey.
Yeah, I know Jazz was keen to play in the Western Division side, but.
I know. I'm trying to, maybe Western Division will have a trial or something. That wasn't taken into account. But anyway, it's unfortunate for him. But good to see that stuff. Well, righto, brother. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the week. I know you won't stress too much. And I look forward to, seeing you... do the Hail Mary you did when you scored that winning try against Ningen and you were down like it was like you were praying to someone. You were that... just happy, mate. And I think this game will... The same passion will come out of it at the end. And, it'll be a great one.
Yeah, nah.
Righto, brother. Thanks, heaps.
All right, see you later.
See ya.